This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North and South Korea have agreed to hold a summit in Pyongyang in September. It is the latest step toward and crossing border ties this year after more high-level talks, Grace Lee reports for Reuters.
Seoul says the two leaders will be discussing the North's pledge to denuclearize at the next summit. South Korea's Moon Jae-in has already met with Kim twice at the border village of Panmunjom earlier this year. Kim Jong-un, on the other hand, has had a busy schedule. He's held a flurry of diplomatic summits with the leaders of China and the U.S., plus Vladimir Putin invited him to Moscow. At his landmark meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump in June, Kim made a broad promise towards denuclearization. But according to U.S. officials, Pyongyang has yet to agree to a timeline for getting rid of its weapons or disclosing its size.
Reuters' Grace Lee. Voice of America's Mandarin Service correspondent and a multimedia journalist working for VOA were detained Monday evening by Chinese police while attempting to interview a retired Chinese professor who was taken away by authorities during a live television interview with VOA nearly 2 weeks ago. Correspondent Yi Bingfeng and VOA contractor Alan Ai were taken into custody in Shandong province after talking to the professor through a closed door of his apartment. Sung told Fing details of his detention and thanked VOA for allowing him to express his freedom of speech on the air. Authorities in the apartment hallway attempted several times to disrupt the interview and ordered Fing and his Chinese assistant to leave the building. The two reporters were then held by police at the building exit. They are still believed to be in police custody. U.S. President Donald Trump assailed a former advisor Monday, calling Omarosa Manigault Newman wacky Omarosa, after she disclosed for the second day in a row on national television secret tape recording she made at the White House. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.